amen, repeated in their spirit, amen, but we have to go further than that. That is, amen, to be born again, and that is something that you and I has to do.
Yes.
Amen. It is a complete that birth. And the order, praise God, for you to be born into this world, amen, when you had to come from your mother's womb, amen, to be born into this world, praise God. Your mother couldn't just say that, amen, I'm going to just bring forth a child, amen, but, amen, she got to deliver that child. Those may have the child in the body, in the belly, amen, but amen, she has to deliver the child. The child must come forth, amen, praise God. You and I will know that the mother has delivered the child. The child has come, praise God. So it's the same way in it is that when you and I might say that I have been born again, and not just saying it, amen, from your lips or whatever. It has to be, amen, something or somebody has to show. Something that you have to show, amen, that you has been born, that you have been delivered. Amen. See, you can't just say it, what I'm trying to say. You can't just say it from your lips. Amen. A deliverance has to take place.
All right.
Amen. And not just saying that or repeating what the preacher said.
All right.
Amen. There has to be, amen, a deliverance, amen, that you have to do it in order for this to take place. In the Acts, amen, the apostles, amen, 2:38, amen. As I said, there are many people are saying that they have been born again, but they're still practicing the things that the world does. Still practicing what, amen, they were doing before. They had never stopped or never quit doing what they were doing, amen, before. But to be born again, praise God, and then there must be a newness must take place.
Right.
Say a newness.
A newness.
Yeah, it must be a newness must take place in order to be born.
Amen.
Amen, brother, because of a child coming in the world, he's a new creature.
Yes, he is.
Am I right?
Yes.
He is new, praise God. Otherwise, he don't know anything about the world. He don't know nothing about, amen, anything that is wrong to do. Come on here now. Praise God. It has to be a newness have to take place, amen, when you are born again. And then, as I said, we've seen a lot of people saying, I'm a born again Christian, amen, and there is no newness in their life. They are still practicing the same thing that they were doing before. Amen. They're still killing, they're still stealing, still shooting, still doing all kind of thing. Amen. But it has to be a new life has to take place.
Yes.
Say when? It has to have a new life has to take place in order for you to be born again. Amen. A new life. Praise God. Are we looking at, amen, well, we have churches around here. Amen. And now you go and you talk to them today, and praise God, they will tell you, praise God, that they are a new creature and they are born again Christian. There's everybody not want to claim that they are born again Christian. Amen. But if you're born a Christian, then you got to show me when a new life. You got to show me a new life if you are born again.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's look at Acts 2 and 38. Somebody got to read it.
Then Peter said unto them.
And then Peter said unto them, thou was, amen, devout men, amen, and women or what have you were standing around when Peter was given this message. Amen. And he told them, amen. And then Peter said unto, amen, the devout men, Amen. Men and women, praise God, who have not been born again.
All right.
Men and women that was a passion of the things that are the world. Amen. Then Peter said unto them,
repent.
He said to them to repent. Otherwise, you got to feel godly sorrow for the thing that you have done. Repent. Amen. And do what after you repent?
And be baptized.
And then you got to be baptized. You repent and you got to be baptized. Otherwise, there is a birth has to take a newness of a birth has to take place. Amen. Repent or feel godly sorrow, praise God, for the thing that you have done. Get rid of those things you have done. Praise God. And then let's go into the pool and let, amen, be born again.
All right.
Amen. Get rid of those, amen, that lying tongue. Get rid of that hand, that whole mugging, amen, body. Get rid of, hey, wherever you are into, the thing, the wrong thing that you get rid of them. Amen. When you go down in the pool, amen, and then you're going to be born again.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm tired of that lusting spirit that I have. I want to get rid of that. Amen. Be born again. I got to go down in the pool and be born again. That's what Paul is talking about here.
Yes.
Amen. Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized. All right, go down where? In the pool, be baptized and be, amen, born again. Otherwise, you go down in the liquid grave, you don't breathe. You go down, praise God, in the pool, amen, and then someone takes you under the water.
Yeah.
Then you rise, amen. Otherwise, they're considered a death bearer. Then, amen, you rise to walk in the newness of life. Praise God. So he's saying here, amen, and be baptized. Every one of you, he was talking to these devout men.
Amen.
Amen. Be baptized, every one of you. Amen. And walk in the newness of life. When you go down and then you arise to walk in the newness of life.
Right.
Amen. Newborn babes designed to still seek milk of the word. Amen. I want to go further than this. I want to go further. I want the Lord to help me, people, that I might grow strong. A baby, praise God. Amen. Is hollering. Kick it. Come on here now. Praise God. For milk. Consider the word. Amen. And this is what I'm talking about today. Amen. It wants some milk, praise God. Because their body is feeling weak. Amen. So Peter is saying unto them, amen, these devout men, amen, to repent. Feel godless sorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm sorry for the thing that I'm doing. Amen. I'm tired of the way that I'm living. These cutthroats and these men, praise God, amen, that was into everything but the right thing.
Yeah.
They get no amen now. Amen. And but they when he was talking to them, their eyes came over.
Yes.
Amen. To the very fact that they cried out and said, "Men, this man speak the truth within the heart." And what are we gonna do about it? Amen. What are we gonna do about it? The man speaks truth within his heart. Amen. What are we gonna do? Amen. And they mumbled and they said unto them, "Amen. There's nothing for us to do but just do it.
All right.
Receive what is being told to us." All right, repent and be baptized, every one of you. And what are we going to do? In the name, not some names.
Right.
Amen, not the Virgin Mary, but in the name of Jesus Christ. For the removing of your sin, that's the way you're going to have get the new birth.
Right.
To repent, be a godly sorry. I'm tired of going to jail. I'm tired of being in prison.
Yes.
I'm tired of beating up folks.
Yes.
I'm tired of lying and flying.
Yes. Amen.
The only way you're going to get rid of this, you got to repent. You got to tell yourself that I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of folks beating me up. I'm tired of folks knocking on me. Come on here now. I'm tired of people not believing in what I said. I want to do something about it. When I was coming up, amen, my early days, I was coming up, praise God, I always, amen, want to be somebody. I always talk to myself and say, I don't want to be no nobody. I want to be somebody. Amen. When you get so, when you talk to yourself and you want to be somebody, then you're going to do something about it. Amen. So what you're saying, Bishop, you need to talk to yourself. Amen. And be baptized. Then when you talk to yourself, then you get the answer that you need to be baptized. And then you go and do what? Don't say, I don't want to do, but go be it. Right. Be good. Right. Seek good. Yes. Amen. Do good. Yes. Then God is going to help you. Yes. Then he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. In what? In some names?
In the name of Jesus
Christ. But in the name of Jesus Christ, read.
For the removing of your sin.
Now, there are people, I'm trying to get you to see. This is what I want to get you to see. There are people, amen, are telling you that they are born again Christian. Y'all hear, you hear it on the job, you hear everywhere you go, people, and they ask you what church you belong to, and you tell them you belong to, amen, the Holy Church, you belong to, amen, Great Evangelist Church, and they tell you, I'm a born again Christian too.
Yes.
Amen. But they're not acting like you act. Uh-huh. They're not looking like you look. Uh-huh. They're not talking like you talk. Uh-huh. Amen. God ain't got no two churches. Uh-huh. He don't have no two churches. Amen. Man has set up two churches, but God ain't got but two churches. Uh-huh. I mean one church. Say, I'm that church. Praise God. See, man got his way set up, but it's not God's way. He said, your way is not my way, and neither your thought is my thought. Now, in order for, I'm saying, the person to tell you that they're born again, and then if you say you're born again, and you're walking with God, and then you looking one way, or you doing things another way, and they want to do it, amen, another way, then,
yes.
And somebody's wrong.
Yeah,
somebody's
right.
Right. Amen. Amen. So the grand said, amen, the Bible right, somebody's wrong. Amen. You cannot, amen. The Bible said, how to get two walk together except they agree.
Right.
If you're a born again Christian, and then you don't go to the dance.
Right.
If you're a born again Christian, you don't go down, amen, praise God, to the bar, hang out in the bar. Amen. If you're a born again Christian, you'll hang out with the boys. Amen. It shows up in the book of Acts. Amen. The Bible says, amen. And when they heard this, amen, they didn't go another way.
All right.
But they went, amen. They followed the disciples down in there. Amen. They followed the disciples, amen, doctrine.
Yes.
Amen. They changed from their way and they followed the doctrine. Amen. The apostle doctrine.
Yes.
Amen. Because they heard what the man said.
Yes.
And they went down in his name, in the name of Lord Jesus, for removing of their sin. All right, now watch this now.
Verse 41.
Amen.
Then they gladly received his word.
Now, when they heard this, amen, the Bible said they gladly, they didn't mumble, they didn't complain, they didn't talk about it, amen, Peter, but they gladly received what they heard.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because they feel like they need something that's better than what they had. Amen. When I came up, I told you when I came up here from down south down there, please God, I was in the Baptist church when I came up here years ago, and praise God, amen. But there was something, always have been something that was in my life. I felt like, have y'all ever got like that? There is something, praise God, feel like there's a mystery in your life.
Yeah.
Something seems like something that you hadn't done, or something that even that you need to do. Something that was missing. Something I felt like I was just lost.
Right.
Amen. So when I came up here, praise God, I was looking for something better than when. better than what I had. I had religion down there. Say religion.
Religion.
Amen. Religion, praise God. Amen. To give, amen, someone, amen, my apple. Or to share my apple with somebody. That's a win. That's a religion. That's not salvation. Jesus comes. I found out, amen, the difference in religion and salvation. Amen. So when I came up here, praise God, amen, I said I was looking for something that's different from what I had. Amen. Just the religion. I was looking for something there better than the religion. And I came up here, praise God, and my sister was standing at the Holiness Church door one afternoon, and I passed by. She said to me, says, she was tired for the Holy Ghost, asked me to come and visit the church because they was in the revival. So I went there, praise God, with my religion. Amen. I went there with my religion. With my religion, praise God. And I heard the man, amen, spoke. Amen. And after he got through spoken, then there was something that came in to my ear, said to me, why don't you try? Don't say it ain't no good, because I always said that holiness ain't nothing to it. Amen. Getting the Holy Ghost ain't nothing to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say, why don't you try it? And I tried it. And after I tried it, praise God, the preacher preaching, after he got through preaching, he said, who want to be saved? I stood up, for I knew it. And said, I want to be saved. Praise God. And he said, well, you come up. And he talked to me. Amen. He said, you know, you got to stop this, you got to stop that, you got to do this, you got to do that. I said, I know all that. He said, you know everything. I said, yes, I do. Amen. I know what they had told me down south down there. They told me about what the Bible said, some of the things what the Bible said. But they did not, amen, you know, do what they told me to do. They were living something else, telling me one thing, and they were living something else.
All right.
They were living another way, and that was a religious way.
All right.
You are a real religious person.
Yes.
That's what they tell you. You're just a real religious person. Amen. But religion is not going to get you into heaven. You got to be born again. Otherwise, you got to quit doing what you've been doing.
Right.
If you've been lying and flying, quit doing it.
Right.
Don't do it no more.
Yes, sir.
Break it, peace. Don't break no more peace no more.
All
right. So he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the removing of your sin, and then what are they going to help them?
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Then you're not going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost until you be willing to change, to be born again. Amen. Praise God. To be born again. And not, amen, half born. You know, there was a lot of children coming into the world, they were half born. They ain't got no hand or no feet. No fangles. Come on here, man. There was half bone children. So you don't want to be half bone. You want to be complete.
Yes.
Amen. Be born again. Every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for removing of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
What it is?
The gift.
It's the gift. Amen. Otherwise, God give it to you, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Completely being born from outside to inside. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the baptism for the outside.
All right.
And then the Holy Ghost comes in and then it conditions the inside.
All right.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Do what it does?
All right.
It conditions the inside. So you must be born again. Every one of you got to be born again for the removing of your sin. And if you don't do it this way, then you will not die.
All right.
Amen. There are people today that are mixed up as a Hungarian goulash.
Yes.
Amen. You must be. Can't you see? You got to be born again.
Yes.
Amen. We got folks, I said, they are in the churches and all of these different kind of churches, and they're saying that they are born again Christians, and they never stop doing what they've been doing.
All right.
They're still, praise God, whoremongering. They're still fornicating. They're still on drugs. They're still doing all these things. Because there is no change. The change comes when you do it like the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come up, Pastor Oliver. You're not sitting back there. Bring him up there. Yeah. You must be born again. And except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see. You can tell the difference. When people come to you and tell you that they are a born again Christian, praise God, then you just watch their life. It will tell you. They don't have to say no more. Just watch their life. Praise God. And if they're not living even what they're saying that they are born again, then you know for yourself that ain't nothing to them. They're doing all these things I've been telling you. You've got to be born again. Except you be born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter or see the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Got to be, we have to be become a new birth. Now you were born of all of us. We were born of our mother. That's our first birth. Yes. Amen. Now the second birth is being born of water and of the Spirit. Yes. You got to have that. If you don't have that, praise God. I don't need you saying and telling me, praise God, when I get to heaven, you're gonna be there. Only way you're going to do it, you got to be born of water and of the Spirit. And you cannot enter, you cannot see the kingdom of God. All right, now read, daughter.
Then they that gladly receive his word.
Now the people, those devout men that heard Peter preach this and tell them this, amen, they heard this and they were gladly to receive the word.
Yes.
Not no gossip. They were glad to receive. Amen. This is just what I need. We say to the son, I got what I wanted.
All right.
When they come there, come to church, amen, and heard that message, they say, I got what I want.
All right.
All right, they were glad to receive this thing. Read now.
Then they that gladly receive his word.
And they that gladly receive his word.
Was baptized.
They didn't. Oh, now, wait a minute now. They didn't argue, they didn't fuss, they didn't, amen, kick, they didn't buck, but they gladly received what they heard. Amen. They took it. See, you cannot tell me that you are born again and you're fighting the word of God. We got folks that you're fighting them, the apostolic people, amen, they're fighting them. You can't now tell me, praise God, you are born again and you're fighting the apostolic preachers. Amen. See, so we got a whole lot of apostolic churches that ain't telling their folks nothing because they ain't living nothing themselves. Amen. Praise God. They're not living that thing. They got everything going on in the church. Amen. Folks in the church. Amen. Wearing pants and folks in the church. Amen. Doing everything in the church. God has never said he wanted his people to do it. Amen. He said a woman is not to wear anything pertaining to a man. Amen. Got priests in the church. Hey, come on here now. Lazarus in the church. You can't even trust them. Amen. Your daughter to go in the bathroom. Can't trust your son to go in the bathroom. And, but they still say they born again Christian. Yeah, I know I got it. You got to be born again. Amen. This is what God, amen, wanted his people to do. It is to be born again. Because we were all, the Bible said, we were all born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity. And the only way we can get out of that sin that we were born in, and then we're going to have to, amen, be born again.
All
right. Be born again. Amen. I'm going to quit right there because I'm getting stirred because the word of God is right. Amen. We need to stop doing what we're doing. We need to wake up and do what God wants us to do. Amen. God only has one plan of salvation, and that is, praise God, he's looking for his people to come up to what, amen, and say, don't listen to all the folks that tell you one thing and live in another thing and another way. Amen. God got only one way.
Yes.
Don't listen to them. Praise God. God has one way and one plan of salvation. So his people was supposed to be different.
Yes.
But peculiar person, people. Amen. Amen. And now I'm gonna bring this church to the peculiar people. That's what I'm gonna bring it to. So we ain't gonna have no pants in here.
And we ain't gonna have folks coming here with no dance in here but the Holy Ghost dance. That's all of them.
That's right.
And I don't have that anymore. I'm not gonna have that anymore.
The folks out in the street get mad when the preachers and pastors get mad when they come here and I tell them they can't do that in here. We don't allow that in here. Amen. Praise God. He said, praise him with a dance, a Holy Ghost dance. You don't praise him with no any kind of dance. We ain't gonna have that in here. And you ain't have nobody coming here with no pants in here. And walking all over here in the fans, everybody got to, when they come in that door, they got to be able to move around here by what the earth should tell them. And that is to sit themselves in the back. And they don't want to take that and they go home. Amen. Strict churches. This is strict. Amen. It has to be strict. Now, if it wasn't strict, I would have this place in all filled all up. But because Bishop Hardy is strict. Amen. May God bless you. My time is up, and I thank you for your time.